Thank you for having me here tonight to speak to you. I'm a professional environmental engineer from Hollis, New Hampshire, a professional civil engineer, same place, professional or licensed land surveyor, and I've been around the construction industry and permit process for many, many years. We're facing a decision here that shouldn't really be based in money and greed, but it pretty much is. 30 years ago, the section that hasn't been constructed, this 40 miles, 50 miles, whatever it is, was taken off the table prior to it being rejected by the similar hearing process. The practices that were engaged upon to make these corridors go through are considered archaic and medieval by today's standards. The herbicides, pesticides, destruction wantonly for these corridors. Today, the visual scarring isn't much different with the impacts and continues along the same lines and paths without putting the investment in that we need to see. Perhaps this is a premature project that should be put off for another 30 years, and we can look at it then to see if and when Northern Paths is ready to pony up what they need to do to get this project through properly. We need to make this work financially. If the Northern Pass project can't figure a way to do this by burying it under the ground, it should be deemed premature. The federal government, through President Barack Obama recently in the past few weeks, has asked the coal mining industry to bury all their carbon emissions. Guess what? We need to bury Northern Pass, period. This needs to go under the ground on a majority of the basis. So here's what we're asking for. We want to know what the cost is, true blue. Per kilowatt, well, I have 1 minute. Is this 1 cent a kilowatt hour that this is going to increase the base price over the 100-year, as one of the gentlemen tonight said, 250 years? Let's just go with the 100-year and see what this is. This is the ask. They should be providing this. Two, cost of burying under the water, cost of the roads. Any of these alternatives need to be brought forward. Three, what is the cheapest burial corridor? What are some of the alternatives? Four, projected probable future technology in 30 years may well be able to accomplish what they can't accomplish today. Five, financial protections, the cost absorbed over the time life of the project, whatever that truly is. No bull crap. What is it? Is it 100? Is it 200 years? Six, draft requirements to our politicians for tax credits, incentives, direct government grants, and finally, the rate increases required in order to effectuate or execute the burial of this project. I'd like to have a cost comparison between the coal industry that President Obama, the federal government, and EPA has asked to have buried. What is that doing to the cost per kilowatt hour of the coal industry? We're no different. And finally, when you get back to Washington, if this is such a vital project to the nation, let's send a message and ask the Obama administration or whoever's in government at that time to put this into the ground. Thank you for your time.